Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of the On My Mind podcast, a podcast where we talk about what's on our mind and how it impacts our day, whether it's for good or for bad. So we should keep good things on our mind so that we can have a great day. My name is Remy Keen, and I'm your host. I don't claim to be perfect. I don't claim to be an expert at any of this. I've gone through experiences and want to share those with you, and that's the most important part. A big piece of my life is Jesus. I have an awesome relationship with Jesus, and that makes me happy. Like, it literally is what gives me drive and motivation to continue going. So if you don't know Jesus, please get to know Jesus. He's one of the best things that's happened to me, and I know a lot of people who could tell you the same. Guys, I've heard that people have wronged people before, and people have done this and this and this, and so I don't want to go to church because of people. I don't want to go to church because of this. Guys, people are going to be flawed. They're going to fail. It's not people that we are serving. It's Jesus. So, gosh, I don't know why I even said that, but it was just something I felt like I should. So, ultimately, what we've been talking about on the podcast is identity, and the identity series led up to this. And now, for three episodes, we have been talking about negative self-talk that could rise up against your identity. And we want to cast those things down, take them captive, and say, no, that is not the truth. The truth is this, and declare who you actually are over it. So now that you know who you are and you've listened to that series, if you haven't, please go back and check it out. But now that we know who we are, we're talking about negative self-talk that may rise up against it, and that we should condemn it. So I'm going over a few each episode and just like talking about things that you can apply to your life and stop the negative self-talk. It's so important, guys. It, like, without a doubt, this disables our confidence and our belief and our motivations and our just overall boldness in how we operate in our life. So if we can become more bold and realize the truth about who we are in Christ, it's going to allow us to be able to share the good news more often. It's going to allow us to be able to spread hope and love and peace and joy to our friends, to our neighbors, as we're called to do. God loves you. God loves you so much. And that's partly what I ultimately want you to know and realize. God has paid so large of a price to reunite you with him, and realize that. So the biggest thing, this first thing that I want to talk about today, is God is sick of you. I felt this way at one point in my life, that I was just like, man, like, I feel like God's sick of me because I just keep failing and keep messing up, and that I just don't have confidence and I don't live right. I don't do the things that I'm supposed to do. I fail a lot. I go all over the place with this. And it's like, I just feel like God's sick of me. And sometimes it's like, no, sometimes you think that, but no, that is false. God will never be sick of you. God loves you forever. God loves you forever. God loves you forever. I feel like I had to say it a couple times, because God is not sick of you. God is in love with you. God wants you to have a relationship with him. God wants to love you and for you to have a good life. He sent Jesus to us to pay for us so that we could have an abundant life, an amazing life in him. And the reason I talk about this so often, I probably said abundant life and things like that on the podcast before, but it's something that it was hard to get to stick in my brain. I was like, no, God obviously wants me to suffer. God wants me to go through crap. And God wants me to just have an awful life because I deserve it. And I used to think God just is tired of me. So he gave me, you know, car problems this week or something. And it's like, no way. That is not the case. God never, only good things come from God. That's the biggest thing to think. Life will happen to you. There's bad things gonna happen. That's just the truth. But God didn't send it. God didn't use that. I mean, God can use it for your good, but it is not something God sent your way. We live in a fallen world that has sin and suffering in it, and that sucks. Yeah, it sucks. But God is never sick of you. God loves you. God wants relationship with you. God wants to go back to where we were in the Garden of Eden, where he could walk in the cool of the day with us and love us and talk to us. God wants that back. God wanted it so bad that he created a plan from the very beginning to love us and reunite us with him. And that's Jesus. So get that in your head. God loves you. God is never going to be sick of you. Never. Next, if people knew what you were really like, they would all hate you. I've thought this about myself. Negative self-talk is what we're talking about on the podcast, obviously. So if people really knew what I was like, they would hate me. You don't feel like you can be your genuine self because you have to put on this mask or this front. You can't really be who you are because you're afraid of what people will think about you and that they won't love you or something like that. That is not true. If people know what you're really like, that's a benefit. That's a blessing. You're a gift to the world around you. God can use you in ways he can't use anyone else. You are individually unique and created to serve God and to love God. And how you do that is loving others. Like, love the other people around you and show them Jesus in your action. Your action should show people Jesus. How does your action show people Jesus today? So think about those things. If people really knew what you were like, they would love you. They would love you. God loves you the way you are. So act the way you are. Yeah, there's going to be things you want to fix and make better. There's stuff that, you know, gets in your way and you're like, crap, I don't know how to deal with this. And you're not perfect. No one is. Good news. Good news, guys. No one's perfect. Not a single person. And if anyone claims to be, they're crazy. But Jesus, the perfect one, loves you enough to pay for you to be made perfect in his sight. And so no one is going to, I mean, and if a hater's going to hate, you know, for one. So if people do make fun of you, mock you, do anything like that, don't let that one person impact who you are, impact anything like that, impact that negative self-talk. Another thing that you can think about as far as that goes is when God created you, he spent time and wove you together to be the perfect individual to impact those people around you. And if you give God the opportunity by following him, by listening to him, by communing with him, by learning about him, by focusing on him, then he will actually guide you into your life to be able to give you opportunity to share love, to be able to love others and do that, right? Do that. If people knew what you were really like, they would all hate you. No. Tell it no. Tell it no right now. Because if people knew what you were really like, they would love you just the same the way they love God. Haters gonna hate. Hate. I mean, there's gonna be always be haters. But remember, we don't war against people. We war against principalities and powers over the air. We war against the spiritual realm. So if someone's saying negative talk against you, it's because of the evil that is released in the world. And it has a short time. until it's going to be gone. And we get to rejoice with Jesus that whole time. So that moves me on to the next thing. Man, I've messed up so times, I'm probably just going to go to hell. No, stop thinking that. I don't want to cross any boundaries or things that are just, but I'm going to just put this out here. Jesus' sacrifice was so great, it's going to take a lot to outweigh what he did for you. Saying a little thing that you messed up on or something like that is going to just take you to hell really discounts how much the cross costs. And when you think about how much Jesus paid for us, it's hard. That's so heavy to put any little thing you do wrong back against it. Like you have to crucify Jesus again. You don't. The good news is he died once for all. He doesn't have to do it again. And you can change that self-talk immediately. The fact that you think you're going to go to hell if you mess up. Fix it. Get right. You know, fix your life. You may release some chaos here on the earth, but you're established. If you believe in Jesus and you fail, it's going to happen, man. Like, that's just part of it. But you need to establish yourself in the knowledge and the confidence and that blessed assurance that you have a relationship with Jesus and Jesus paid for your redemption. Done. It's over. It's paid for. So do not constantly think over yourself that you're probably going to hell. Stop it. You are a child of God. Imagine, this is another thing I've thought recently. I'm a father, so I love father-like analogies that help you to realize. So imagine you have a child. And if you do, perfect. It's a lot better of an analogy. But even if you don't, imagine that child. You watch that child grow. You love that child. Like, there's nothing you probably wouldn't do for that child. You love them so much. Now imagine they did one thing wrong. And you were like, go away. I don't like you. I don't love you. Go. You wouldn't do that? If they ask you for some food, you're going to give them something else, a piece of trash. If they ask you for something delicious, are you going to give them something gross? No. How much more loving is our God than we are? Abundantly, over the amount you can think. It's like you would do anything for that child. You would go forever for them, and you will never stop loving them. They could probably do anything, and it would still have love in your heart for them if you're a sane person. And God loves you way more than that. get that in your spirit. God loves you way more than you could ever love your child. God loves you way more than you could ever love anyone. God chose you before you even knew you would exist. God chose you and loved you and paid for your redemption. All you got to do is say yes to Jesus. Gosh, that's easy. It's so good to know that God loves you that much. It's so good. And that's why our enemies, the things we war against, are attacking us and telling us these false things about us. That's why, is because they want us to not realize our identity. They don't want us to be bold. They want us to feel like failures, feel like we're just gonna go to hell and we're just gonna end up there. And it sucks. And like, you're gonna be so focused on yourself not messing up that you worry about telling anyone else, because the second they get saved, they're gonna have to worry about this too. Good news, you don't gotta worry. You don't gotta worry about it. God's got you, and he's gonna help you along. He sent the Holy Spirit to help you have the best life you can. So, guys, if you ever feel any of these issues come up and you're like, man, I just feel like I'm not worthy enough. I feel like I don't deserve God's love. I feel like I should probably just give up because I'm going to hell anyway. I hear people joke about this nonchalantly, and my heart hurts for them. My spirit is like, no, Jesus wants you. Jesus loves you so much. And if they just knew the gift they could have in a relationship with the Holy Spirit, with Jesus, then yeah. Think about when Jesus was here and how they attacked his identity. They're like, well, if you're the Son of God, go ahead and take yourself off this cross. And like, he could have, but he was following the Father's will. Ultimately, guys, think about these things and realize that God has so much better things for you than these negative self-thoughts that come up in your brain. Cast them down, take them captive, and stop them from reigning in your life. Let the Holy Spirit guide you into all truth and the truth about the fact that Jesus has set you free from all that. So get free of that negative self-talk in Jesus' name. Guys, I appreciate you taking the time to share this podcast with someone that you feel can benefit from it. That is the best way to help me share this good news. And guys, I love it. Even when just one person gets something good out of this, it adds value to me. It motivates me to want to record more episodes. So please just communicate with me. Leave me a comment or reach out to me in person and just let me know, hey, your episode really helped me this week. Or, I mean, it doesn't matter. Like, I don't need it because I'm going to be faithful to God who told me to start this anyway. But I love it when I hear something that I said could impact someone for good. Oh, that's just the most rewarding thing. I get to do this podcast and I get this reward of hearing that I helped you in any way. But please share it with someone you feel they could benefit from it. I've struggled with all of this list. Everything on this list I have personally struggled with. So if you need prayer, if you need help, I'm here for you. Hit me up, shoot me a message, and I will pray with you. And where two or three are gathered, God's in our midst. So I'll gather together with you no matter the distance. Holy Spirit can travel anywhere in an instant. So guys, thank you so much for just being a part of the podcast. I hope this was beneficial to you. You have a wonderful and blessed day.